This is CGMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm William Crooks. This report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Townshipers Association has officially launched a major new employment initiative aimed at strengthening opportunities for the Eastern Township's English-speaking community. The program, called GUIDE, was unveiled February 20th at the QG de l'Entrepreneuriat in Sherbrooke, with several political representatives in attendance, including PLQ leader Charles Milliard, Compton Stanstead MP Marianne Dandurand, and Anna Ganey, Secretary of State for Children and Youth. Backed by $6.8 million in federal funding over 5 years, the initiative is designed to improve access to job training, skills development, and employer connections for English speakers in the region, who are considered an official language minority community in Quebec. Townshipers Executive Director Dennis Consoros says the program marks a significant shift in how the organization delivers services. Here's more.
Okay, great. So what would you say is the significance of this new initiative?
So this program is that was applied for and we were successful in getting is actually a profound change for the Townshipers. In the past, we worked on a position that we worked at from a position of offering services through community organization. Now we're offering services directly to the community. It puts us in a very profound different position than what the Townshipers was.
Right.
And that's more to the point of we're collecting all this money. We have to deliver those services directly. We can't be an intermediary because that just kind of bleeds money off of the system.
Okay.
So that's the way we approached it. Initially, we tried to get the program to be accepted through partnerships, through the Catholic Jeunesse d'Emploi. There were issues on that one. Take it over. We'll do it on our own. But what we found is that this is actually the right way of doing it because it actually creates a crucible for our organization where we've hired all the staff. Now we're training these people on a corporate level and they're going back out into the community with skill sets that they didn't have before or didn't have the potential to. So that's where we see a lot of success initially. Secondly, we did a soft launch in all this and we can see the demand is there. The need. We are, in 3 months, we've had 138 people already signed up as clients.
Okay.
So we know there's a demand.
Right.
So it really does have an impactful opportunity for the community. Getting $6.8 million over 5 years.
Okay, over 5 years.
Which is about 1.6.
Right, yeah.
So all of that is going directly into services.
Right.
Directly into to resources for those services. So, our people are getting trained. We're training all these potential people on how to take care of their interview skills, how to manage their CVs, how to manage their LinkedIn. These are just the small things, but it's the wraparound service that Townshipers already had.
Right.
So when somebody comes in, it's not necessarily they're just looking for their CV. The fridge might be empty. The rent might be due.
Right.
So they're coming to us and not desperate, but in a situation where it's risky and creates tension.
Yeah.
So with our adjacent services like health and social services, we're able to answer those questions as well. So it becomes a more complete process on how to help our community become more vital in the STD.
Now, this seems like a very big program with a lot of money. Do you have to meet some kind of benchmarks to continue after the 5 years?
This is the interesting part. Okay. It is one of the only programs since I've been here where we're seeing actual KPIs and we've committed to a KPI.
Okay.
So we're sitting there going, we are going to service 1,500 people over the 5 years.
Yeah.
And our numbers are, when we extrapolate them, we're going to exceed that. Those measures are taken every month.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, that's an excellent opportunity for us to measure our success.
Right.
So now I can actually go to the community and say to them, well, we service so many people.
Yeah.
By extrapolation, we can see that we're on track, on target.
Right.
So for us, it's extremely important and it's a very positive thing for us.
Some people might say there's a limited piece of the pie. You're getting a giant piece of it. Other organizations maybe are being left in the lurch that already exist. I mean, what would you say about
We're
that?
We're working in complement with everyone.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so we understand that position.
Yeah.
And what we're saying is that we're not trying to take over.
Right.
In fact, We work with partnerships. We work with Plein Rayon. We work with Phelps Helps. We work with Orientation Travail and Obelot. So we are working together on a complementary basis.
Yeah.
Even the substructures that we're responsible for, things like labor market studies, we're even doing that with our new advisory group in terms of making sure that we're not repeating some sort of report that already exists, but
right.
creating something that's pertinent to us as a community,
right.
but more pertinent towards the Eastern Townships as a whole,
okay.
that everybody can use, and okay. we already have that.
Okay.
So that's the way we're approaching things.
Right.
We certainly do not want to step on anybody's toes.
Right.
And we are trying very, very hard not to.
Yeah.
So we are all inclusive from that perspective.
Townshipper says early demand for the guide program is already strong, with more than 100 people signing up during a soft launch period. The organization is committed to serving 1,800 people over the next 5 years, with monthly tracking to measure results. The program is funded through the Government of Canada's Enabling Fund for Official Language Minority Communities and aims to connect English-speaking residents with meaningful employment while supporting regional economic growth. More information is available at guidejob.ca. For CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm William Crooks, and this report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative.